Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Propaganda is to convince the masses of the big lie. It does not mean whether it's right, wrong, just, unjust, true, or untrue. You just say it over repeatedly and repeatedly until you can convince the masses. Well, at Ring Talk, it ain't about convincing the masses. All we do is present the facts to you. You be the judge.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I did feel weird. I did feel different. I did feel different. And, you know, I mean, obviously I can't put no, you know, excuses, but I did feel different.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, I bring you as a special guest, folks, the great one. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter and radio show. The bottom line is Dave Meltzer is probably the most prolific, the most knowledgeable fight writer, I think, of the past quarter century, maybe in history. Bottom line is, he is a great mind. We'll have the genius here at about 22 minutes past the hour. So if you'd like to drop him a question, you can via email at ringtalk, ringtalk at yahoo.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk at yahoo.com. Or join us on the toll-free at 1-800-878-7529. Ronda Rousey, putting that title on the line, and since Sarah McMahon at UFC 170, and of course, Daniel Cormier's coming out party at light heavyweight. Are they both still undefeated? Were they both successful? We'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. We are on the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the Sports Byline Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey! You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Ronda Rousey in the spotlight, of course, coming off a win Saturday night, UFC 170, the main event, taking Sarah McMahon out with a knee to the liver, man, yikes. Her first TKO, of course, she's won her seven or eight prior bouts, all by arm bars, all with first round submissions, except for that last fight with Miesha Tate, I think went into the fourth round. But at the end of the day, still undefeated, still the UFC bantamweight champion, of course, 135 pounds. And we mentioned Chris Cyborg Santos, or at least Ronda did, coming into that segment, this segment, when she said she can shoot horse semen in both eyeballs, talking about the steroid use, the fact that Chris Cyborg Santos was caught using steroids in the past, and Ronda wants to fight her, but as long as she makes 135, it'll happen, okay? Because, you know, Cyborg kept saying, no, I can't make 135, I'm only going to make 140. I can only make 140. Well, guess what? Ronda isn't giving up, and if you want to fight Ronda Rousey, I think you've got to do so in the next year or so, because I think she'll be out of the game within a year and a half. I really do. Come the end of 2015, I do not think that Ronda Rousey will be fighting anymore. I think she'll be doing the Hollywood scene. Big time, of course, she's about to play Athena and in a series of movies. She's going to do something with Entourage. She's hot. She's still undefeated. And I just don't think she'll be fighting that long. And Cyborg Santos realizes this is her real big payday. This is her chance to make some money, okay, fighting Ronda Rousey. If she doesn't get in the mix quick, she's not going to be in the mix. That's the bottom line at the end of the day, okay? But Cyborg says she will drop now to 135 pounds in May and fight for the Invicta 135-pound championship. She holds the featherweight championship at 145 pounds, but she's going to drop down to 135, fight for the 135-pound title. And then she says that she will set up a fight between her and Ronda Rousey in the UFC later this year. So I'm looking that to be her third fight of the year, Ronda's third fight. I think Ronda will have one other fight maybe come summertime, and then we'll have one fight towards the end of the year. The end-of-year fight will be the big fight, I think, and that'll be the fight that everybody wants to see. Everybody in MMA, whether you're a female, whether you're a male, you know about Chris Cyborg Santos, her need to shave at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, unlike most women. Yeah, in other words, steroids. I mean, we knew it for years. It was like the worst-kept secret in MMA, the fact that this chick was on juice from Brazil. I mean, she had the body of a man. I mean, a well-cut man. I mean, like Evander Holyfield. She looked like a female Evander Holyfield. And we know Evander did his thing with steroids, a former heavyweight champion of the world, of course, getting caught just a few years ago. What, that Signature Pharmacy scam down there coming out of Florida when he took a picture with the FedEx guy that delivered his steroids to his door? Yeah, Evan Fields, that was his name. That was the name he used for the steroids. Now, the FedEx driver had no idea what was going on. He just took a picture with Evander, like a selfie, okay? And at the end of the day, that was the guy that brought him his latest batch of steroids. But steroids, Chris Cyborg Santos, we knew it. She was caught eventually by the California State Athletic Commission, suspended for about a year. She's been back now. She says she's clean. What, that remains to be seen, her making 135 pounds. Like Ronda says, if she can make 145 pounds on steroids, she can make 135 pounds clean. I agree. So they're going to hook it up probably towards the end of the year, but that'll be the big fight in MMA. I think that'll be a super monster event. In fact, if they really wanted to build it up into a super and incredible event, they'd have Cyborg Santos and Ronda Rousey on the same card in separate bouts, setting up the next fight between those two. If they both win, they fight each other. That's the way you do it, and that's the way they do it in boxing and big enough to, building up these big events, and that's the way MMA does it as far as building up these big events are concerned. But Sarah McMahon, undefeated, a silver medalist in wrestling in the Olympics, took on Ronda Rousey and got licked like a stamp. A minute and 6 seconds of the first round, Ronda Rousey is still the champion, as I said, 9-0, undefeated, scoring her first TKO, showing she can strike a little bit. Yeah, she could strike. Okay, she's a real deal, man. I told you this. I mean, when I first had her on the show, before I had her on the show, I said she was going to be the biggest name in MMA, if not in history, that she would be an incredibly highly prolific fighter, the most prolific fighter in MMA as far as this era is concerned, because she's able to draw men and women to her fights. Okay, she's got that Oscar De La Hoya type of thing where she can draw both men and women to her fights. Okay, women think, you know, this is a credit to the female sex because she's good looking and she can fight and she's rough and she's, you know, she's undefeated and she's a world champion. And then you've got, you know, the men who dig her because she's good looking and she fights good. Okay, she's the real deal. There's no question about it. Sarah McMahon now 7-1, lasting only a minute and 6 seconds. Another guy didn't last too long was Patrick Cummins. He was a late sub for Rashad Evans. Of course, Rashad Evans, the former light heavyweight champion of the UFC, that's 205 pounds, was supposed to fight Daniel Cormier, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist at wrestling. I mean, he's the real deal. He's got the pedigree, but Rashad Evans, Sugar Evans, pulled out, said he was injured. Patrick Cummins stepped in and got lit up like a White House Christmas tree, lasting only a minute and 19 seconds. Daniel Cormier, now undefeated, 15-0. He is the real deal at light heavyweight. Guess what, John Jones? You got no smack to talk now because Daniel Cormier is going to be breathing down your neck. He proved he can cut to 205 pounds, not doing without, he didn't kill himself. I mean, Kyle Kingsbury is his stablemate down there at the American Kickboxing Academy, of course, which includes the world heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. But Kyle told me that he was like at 218, and that was like 2-3 weeks ago, almost a month ago. So he brought the weight down right. He got it off. He is going to be the next light heavyweight champion of the world. He will beat the great John Jones. I kid you not. You doubted me on Chris Weidman, not once but twice, right? Didn't you? You did. You said, Pedro, you're blowing smoke up our skirts. Chris Weidman in no way in the world could beat the great Anderson Silva, the Spider, the guy from Brazil. No way, no how. So he knocks him out the first time after beating him up in the first round, knocked him out cold when Silva dropped his hands and tried to mug at him, reminiscent of some type of rope-a-dope thing that Muhammad Ali might try back in the 70s. But, you know, Silva wasn't successful. He got knocked out cold, okay? And then in the rematch, he broke his leg. He kicked Weidman. Weidman checked his checked that kick with his knee, which you're supposed to do. It's only supposed to hurt the guy kicking. You're supposed to hurt the shin. Nobody thought it would break the shin in half, but it broke the shin, and Anderson Silva was stopped. Okay, now Anderson Silva's not only got his cast off, he's walking on that leg, and Dana White says he might be back in the octagon before the end of the year. But he'll be 39 years old. He's an old dude. Listen, this is not, he's not going to come back and win any championships. He's not going to beat anybody at light heavyweight. He's not going to win at 185 pounds anymore. Weidman is there. Weidman's the real deal. I'm telling you, Weidman's a monster. And to beat Chris Weidman, you've got to have your A game. And guess what? Your A-plus game, you better be shooting tens all the way around because he can fight, he can box, he can grapple. He's got a little jiu-jitsu. Of course, a solid wrestling base that he's got. Never been taken off his feet. The world middleweight champion, 185 pounds, undefeated. It's the real deal. No doubt about that. So if Anderson Silva wants to set up a third fight, because guess what? Some of the fans, some of you guys out there, still doubt Chris Weidman. He beat the best fighter in the world not once, but twice. And still you dog him, and you question him. And you say, oh, you know, it was a fluke the first time, you know, knocking Anderson out because Anderson dropped his hands. Then it was a fluke the second time because Anderson broke his leg on a knee check. Well, and guess what? Neither of them were flukes. When you drop your hands and somebody connects on you, you're going to sleep for the most part. I mean, that's what happens. And he went to sleep, okay? And Anderson Silva did. And in the rematch, he broke his leg. He couldn't continue. He was getting beat up to that point. I mean, give Silva credit for being for having the longevity and the fact that, you know, he carried the company for a little while. I'm talking about the UFC brand. But as far as carrying anything anymore, he could be lucky to carry a towel to the dressing room. I just don't think he'll ever excel as far as 185 pounds or 205 pounds. And, of course, there was that big fight that was never made between George St. Pierre, the ex UFC 170-pound welterweight champion, and Anderson Silva. They were going to hook it up like at 175 or 178 or something like that, and that fight never happened. So, you know, when you look at Anderson Silva's resume, I just don't think that it's as glorified as people make it out to be. Maybe I'm anti-Anderson Silva, but I'll tell you, if he fights Chris Weidman again, it's lights out. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. And my buddy Mike Pyle, he was in Men in Black 3 or 4. He won last night a UFC fight on the UFC 170 card. He defeated TJ Wallenberger by a TKO in the third round, elbows and punches. Congrats to Mike Pyle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the genius of geniuses, the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Next up on the Sport Byline Broadcast Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man? It's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strike Force anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strike Force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Yeah, right. Cheryl Sonnen, the mouth that roared. 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hello, Atlanta GA, 3WE, and of course, all our forces out there listening via the American Forces Network. My next guest needs no introduction to the world of MMA. He is the most prolific writer in the history of the sport. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which he created. Dave, the genius, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's the family?
Good. Really good.
Okay. Now, you've got Tributes 1 and Tributes 2. Any new books coming up or what?
No new books, no. No, I'm so busy.
Okay, well,
I'm just trying to keep up with my daily articles, let alone thinking about a book. Well, I have a standing offer to write a book about Vince McMahon that I haven't taken up in 5 years. So,
Well, if there was enough money on the table, though, you'd have taken that offer, right?
No, I haven't discussed it because it's one of those things where I don't have the time. If it's enough money, you would do anything, but it would have to be a ridiculous amount of money because I don't want to give up on my other stuff, and I don't have time for much new, so.
Ronda Rousey continues to impress. A first-round winner last night with a kick to the liver. Of course, Ronda Rousey, the world bantamweight champion of the USC. And, of course, man, talk about star power. She's got it, Dave.
She's got it. I don't know that it's just going to be very interesting how the pay-per-view numbers come in for this. I think it's going to do above what the last couple of UFCs have done with what the last UFC has done. It's not going to beat 168 or even come close, but yeah, she's got great charisma, and she won the fight. It was pretty devastating because the whole book on Ronda Rousey is that she's really good with arm bars, but she's a one trick pony, and she didn't go for an arm bar. She didn't have an arm bar. She won it with a knee to the liver, basically, and in a minute over a previously unbeaten, really tough woman. And the problem that she's going to have, and she's having now, is no marketable opponents. I mean, Miesha Tate was a very marketable opponent. Sarah McMahon really wasn't, but she was a Olympic silver medalist in wrestling. And now when we look at when I look down at what's going to happen next, I mean, I think that the you got Kat Zingano, who people have seen in one fight, and she looked really good in it, but it was a long time ago. And then you've got Alexis Davis, who fought last night. If you watch Alexis Davis's fight and Ronda Rousey's fight, it'd be really hard to think that fight's going to be, Alexis Davis didn't do anything to make you think. I mean, I didn't even think Alexis Davis beat, Jessica Eye, as far as that decision went, but it didn't look like she had anything for Ronda. So, they're going to have to, someone's going to have to come along. I mean, it's sports, someone always does, but, I don't know if it's going to be in the next 6 months.
News breaking out of the Evicta promotion. They say that their champion, 145 pounds, Chris Cyborg Santos, is dropping to 135 and fighting for their bantamweight championship in May, and that she will look to challenge Ronda Rousey at the end of the year. So you think Ronda's going to do a couple of movies and that kind of stuff in the next few months and then have one more fight at the end of the year, or is she going to have two more fights?
She last night said that she thinks that she's going to fight in late summer, and then she would probably fight again, I would guess, at the end of the year. She's doing the Entourage movie right now, or, that's the next thing on her agenda. I think as far as December and Cyborg, it makes all the sense in the world. And I think that could be, that would be a huge fight if it all works out. I certainly don't see anyone beating Cyborg outside of UFC or even inside of UFC. The question is what happens to her at 135? How much strength does she lose? That's going to be the big question.
And will she fall victim to the armbar?
Yeah. I mean, it's an intriguing fight. Can Ronda stand with her? I mean, she stood with Sarah McMahon, but Cyborg's a completely different level of striker. Can she take her down? Because Cyborg's very strong, and if she gets her down, can she armbar her? I think the third one has a pretty good possibility. I think if she can get her down, she can maneuver into that armbar, because she's, but getting her down and surviving the striking, that's a bigger question.
Former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, dropping to 205 pounds last night, a winner over Patrick Cummins at TKO, and won a minute and 19 seconds. Kyle Kingsbury, the American Kickboxing Academy, of course, Cain Velasquez was part of that group down there in Silicon Valley. But he told me like 3 weeks ago that Cormier was down to 218 in the gym, and that was like 13 pounds 3 weeks early. So I guess he could make 205 without killing himself like he had in the past.
He was 209 on Thursday, which was the day before weigh-ins, mm-hmm. and looked great. I'll tell you what, though. I did think when I saw him in the cage after seeing him at the press conference when he said he was 209 and at the weigh-ins at 205, I thought he was closing in on, you know, 220-ish. He did look pretty thick, but I mean, the point is, yeah, he made it. You know, we don't know how it would have affected him long term, but if he's 209 the day before, that weight cut's not going to affect his stamina. And I think it was just a question of, you know, Daniel Cormier never ate good in his life. I mean, he was a great athlete, went to the Olympics. You know, you would think that an Olympic team captain in wrestling would have that nutrition thing down perfect, but he didn't. He ate whatever he wanted because he was able to make the weight because he was short for his weight class. At 205, he has to worry about his diet, and you know now he's just eating better, and the weight came off. So he can make the weight. I mean, he proved he can make the weight. He proved that he can perform at the weight. And him and John Jones, I think that there's a collision on his way,
and that's going to happen in 2014.
I think it should happen in the thing is Jones is fighting Glover Teixeira on April 26th. Most likely his next fight would be Alexander Gustafsson, which would be probably September-ish. So I think that the Cormier fight might be early 2015. The longer, it provided Jones and Cormier keep winning. The thing is, if something messes up in the sense of somebody gets hurt, and Cormier was talking about this last night, if somebody gets hurt, he wants in. If Gustafsson loses, Cormier moves up a spot. I think that from the Jones standpoint, the longer he delays the fight, the better it is for him because Cormier's 34 and he's, I think, 26, 27. So he's more entering his physical prime and Cormier is starting to leave it. So if he can stall it out, the more months he stalls it out, the more advantage it is for him, and I think he's fully aware of that.
Okay. John Jones, Daniel Cormier going to hook up for the World Light Heavyweight 205-pound championship. Cormier, a guest on the show in the past, and a gentleman, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in wrestling. I mean, he's got the pedigree. He can strike a bit. He's sort of the complete fighter, and very few fighters are undefeated after 14 fights in the world of MMA, especially at heavyweight.
Not just that, but, I mean, there are fighters that you'll see that, like, there were some undefeated fighters coming in on this show, but they'd never really fought anyone. I mean, he's fought Josh Barnett. He's fought Frank Mir. You know, he fought, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he fought Bigfoot Silva. Roy Nelson. I mean, he's fought real, you know, top guys. And yeah, he's not only undefeated, he's never lost a round. I mean, and you will find people who have fought at the top level. I believe that there's nobody. I guess Ronda. You know, Ronda and him are the two that have never lost a round because Cain only lost one round, and that was the round he got knocked out in, and he'd have been the third. John Jones has lost several rounds. GSP almost never lost a round, but it's almost never. Cormier's never lost a round.
Okay. Were you surprised that Frank Mir is slid as fast as he has? Because he can't pull the trigger anymore. I mean, he's getting into great shape. I mean, I know he's dedicated himself in training. He's really trying to put it all together. But that ship has sailed.
Yeah. I think that the Overeem fight was pretty much the sign of that. I mean, he needed to be more competitive in it. And, Yeah,
there's no sense of urgency. You know what? You know what I'm noticing on his part. There's no sense of urgency anymore in these fights. And they're 3-round fights. They're not 5-round title fights. He's got to get it on in 3 rounds, and he seems like to not be. He seems to be sleepwalking.
Well, you know what happens to fighters late in their career, and I think that's Frank Mir. I mean, Frank Mir's one shot with Overeem was the submission thing, and I don't think you lose your submission skill. I mean, you lose your speed. You lose you know what I mean. You can lose your chin. But the thing is he's just not being able to implement that, and his submission skill can get anyone. I mean, if he could get Nogueira, he can get anyone with those submissions. But you know, with Overeem, I mean, it wasn't even like that ever even came close.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour, of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which we combine both MMA and boxing into 1 hour. And then on Sundays, this is the Sunday show, The first hour, we talk boxing, and the second hour, we talk MMA. We're gifted in the fact that we have the great one on the line from Silicon Valley. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. If you'd like to check this out, this newsletter is an amazing publication, folks. It's got like 35 or 40,000 words in it each week. The print is small, so get your reading glasses out. He's got a lot to put into that package. But go to WrestlingObserver.com. Check out what he's got going on there, and you'll see that Dave is a genius. I say he is. Dave, you got time for one more segment?
Absolutely.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Put the candle back!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power.
He is the super fly of MMA when it comes to writing, folks. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the creator of the Wrestling Observer Live radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the best publication. I mean, good Lord, I drag past issues around with me, and it's just it's the best thing going as far as MMA is concerned, professional wrestling. And speaking of professional wrestling, I see you got some of these audio tapes from the old Roy Shire shows, huh?
I don't have one, but somebody sent me a link to a website that had it. I wish I still had the link, But I mean, I listened to it one night a couple weeks ago, and it was just interviews from '66, which is before I was ever a fan. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful to listen to, because I had never heard Walt Harris do pro wrestling, because that was before my time, and boy, he was good.
Here's what's up. He didn't mess around. I mean, he played the tough announcer, where yep. Hank Renner played the sissy announcer.
Yeah, he reminded me very much of Lance Russell in Memphis, who's one of the greatest wrestling announcers of all time. I mean, and every bit as good. I mean, his interaction with Pat Patterson, Ray Stevens, which was the stuff that I heard, it was great. And I mean, I never saw Patterson and Stevens as a heel tag team. Because in the Bay Area, by the time I was watching, Stevens was already a babyface. And then when they teamed up in the 70s, they were always babyfaces. But I wasn't surprised, because when you grow up here, you get told about how awesome those guys were together, and so it was what I expected. It was not a letdown, that's for sure.
Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. Let's pose some questions to Dave. Uriah Faber, Renan Barreiro, a little bit of a little early pull on that fight by Herb Dean, or what?
I thought so, but I don't know that the outcome would have been any different. I mean, the reality is that I think Hinton Barreiro is the best fighter in all of the UFC. I really do. I mean, just the way he handled, because Faber is really, really good, and just to watch him handle Faber the way he did, I haven't found a weakness in Barreiro. I mean, I just, like everyone else, I know a weakness. Doesn't mean they're going to get beat, but I know a weakness. Barreiro, I just haven't found it yet.
That's at 135 pounds, of course, hasn't lost a fight since 2005. Another guy that hasn't lost a fight since 2005 is the UFC featherweight champion, Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose, call him Jose. But he's moving up to 155 to take on Anthony Pettis. And I heard there's a stipulation the UFC is going to put forth that he's got to vacate that title at 145. If that's the case, I see Uriah Faber fighting for that. What do you think?
I don't see Faber going up in weight. I think it's going to be Cub Swanson and Chad Mendez, who's Faber's teammate, okay, that would be fighting for the title if Aldo vacates it. I know Aldo's not that hot on vacating the title. Dana wants it. That's what Dana wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Aldo said he would agree to the fight, but then as soon as they talked about vacating the title, all those people were kind of like, they weren't so hot on that idea. So and I can see. I mean, he's got a legitimate dynasty at 145. He could go through and be one of the set records for longest running champion if he lasts a couple more years and he's dominant enough and young enough to where he could do it. So to give that up. I don't know. I don't know if I would do that. I would almost say, like, look, I'll fight the fight you want against Pettis, but I got this championship run, and I really want to set a record, and I deserve the chance to set the record.
The only fight that Jose Aldo has lost has been at 155 pounds. That's a lightweight. So he's a big featherweight, but he might not be a big lightweight.
He's not a big lightweight. He'll be a slightly below average sized lightweight. I mean, I see some of these lightweights walking around at like Gray Maynard and stuff at 190, and Aldo is probably closer to 170. So you're. So I mean, he will beat most guys at 155. I don't know that he'll beat Pettis at 155. I don't know if he'll be. It's kind of like with GSP when GSP was 170, and there was talk of GSP moving to 185, and I would talk to people in the industry, and they go like, yeah, GSP is going to beat most guys at 185, but I don't know, but can he win a championship at 185? His frame's too small. It'd be very difficult.
Speaking of a guy that's got some, I don't know if he's got a guardian angel or whatever, Benson Henderson, he's had some close calls. He's gotten all the benefit of the doubts regarding the judges in concern. Of course, the Josh Thompson fight, the latest example of that, but then he had the Gilbert Melendez fight. And what's his secret?
I thought, in his career, it's funny because his record looks so good. I thought in his career, the first Cerrone fight, and that was razor close, I thought Cerrone won. The second Edgar fight, not the first. The first Edgar fight, I thought that Henderson won. And people will disagree with that. The second Edgar fight, I thought that Edgar won pretty solidly. The Melendez fight was super, super close. I did have Melendez winning, but I didn't say that was a robbery. The Thompson fight, I was real disappointed. I really did think Thompson won that fight. And then with the circumstances of winning the fight with a broken hand and then not getting the decision, when that fight was over, it was just like, God, this is one where, what were the judges watching? Because I just thought that Thompson clearly won three rounds.
You know, And Josh Thompson's not a big name guy. He's not a guy that's going to get a lot of opportunities. I mean, he puts forth, he comes together, he comes into the octagon in shape, no question about that. When he was a strike force, he was always in shape. And I just feel that, you know, when guys get screwed out of fights, and maybe you can understand this analogy, some of my listeners don't get it, but it's like playing blackjack in Las Vegas. In other words, you sit down and you've got a king and an ace, and you've got blackjack, and some guy with a 17 beat you. I mean, they declare him the winner. That's my analogy as far as fights are concerned, because I've been robbed. I was robbed back in the day when I was fighting, and it's I can't tell you, Dave, it messes you up emotionally.
Well, look at Josh. Josh fought a great fight, all things considered, with a broken hand. He couldn't wrestle the way he wanted to. He certainly couldn't strike the way he wanted to. He was going against, you know, Benson Henderson's one of the 2-3 best guys in the world in that weight, and beat him. And then you don't get the decision, and you're 35 years old, and it's like, well, now your championship match that he was in line for is out the window. And, you know, he was talking about retiring, and I haven't heard him say yet that he wants to fight again. I actually probably should ask about that. But I mean, I you know, it's like you never want to tell guys that they shouldn't retire because, you know, the nature of the sport. But in his case, I just think that the retirement was probably based on that frustration, and it's like, God, if you're this close to being, you know, if you're top three in the world – and you can do that with a broken hand. I mean, maybe you should give it one more try. But, you know, the road back, it's like in that division at lightweight with so many guys, the road back is a long road. So I will say, like, that was one I really, really felt bad for the guy. I mean, usually it's just like, well, that's what happens. But when you put everything together in that one, I would say that had to be just so disappointing. And I can see why he felt the way he did. I mean, because you come off of that and go, man, I won this fight against all odds. And then the judges go the other way.
You know, that's – and you and I both know him personally from being, you know, being local and things like that. He's a pretty good guy, man. I just – the personal and the professional thing, and haven't been burned before. You know, I watch boxers get burned. And they got burned in fights, and they would come back in a rematch. I mean, after annihilating Azuma Nelson the first time, Jeff Fenwick fought Azuma Nelson at home in Australia. He got a draw, I think, the first time. He fought Azuma Nelson at home and got knocked out in like 4 rounds. Fenwick told me he couldn't overcome the emotional setback of being burned in Las Vegas. I mean,
here's the thing. With Josh, you know, Josh's last fight with Gilbert Melendez, Josh probably won that fight. I mean, that was a close one, but when the fight was over, I thought Josh... very close. That was my thought. So he has now lost, realistically, the 2 biggest fights of his career, both championship fights. You know, again, he could have been the last Strikeforce champion. Maybe should have been. You know, should be the number one contender for the UFC championship right now, the unquestioned number one contender. And neither happened. And now he's 35 again. If he was 27, I would go like, well, you got plenty of time to make up for this. 35, you don't have a lot of time to make up for this.
Has El Nino, Gilbert Melendez, has he signed with Bellator?
He has signed, but UFC has the right to match the offer. And UFC has until, I believe, around somewhere between March 7th and March 15th. I don't know the exact date, but they got to make that call. And I don't know. The hints I've gotten are that they're not going to match the offer. I could, but, you know, it could go the other way. I don't want people to go, oh, he said this and he was wrong. It's like, I don't know. I have gotten hints from people who kind of give me the impression that the UFC isn't going to do it, and he is going to go to Bellator. But Bellator hasn't made any decisions about what to do with him because they're waiting for that officially to be done. And if it is, then he'll probably fight in, I'm thinking May it would be when he would fight in Bellator. And if UFC signs him, then he'll probably fight in UFC pretty quick.
Okay. How much money was he getting in when he was at Strikeforce? Because you told me he was the highest paid lightweight in the world for years.
Yeah, he was getting between 150 and 175. I know the last number that I saw, which would have been for the Henderson fight in San Jose, that number was released, and he lost that fight, and it was 175. So he probably got the same for the Sanchez fight. Actually, probably got 225 because he got the best fight bonus that night. So I know that the Bellator offer was considerably up from that, so I don't know where that puts you. I mean, you're probably looking at 250, 300.
Okay.
And you know, again, lightweights don't get paid that much in MMA. It's a great deal. I don't know any lightweight, you know, I mean, if you main event a pay-per-view and it does big business because of your pay-per-view cut, yes, there are guys who can make that. You know, BJ Penn, I'm sure, made far more than that. And BJ Penn also might be the exception in the sense that he was such a big star. But aside from that, I don't think that there's any lightweight that's ever, you know, it's even in that ballpark. I mean, I would think that, you know, Edgar, just because he'd been champion for a while and had a good deal, I mean, but he wasn't making as much as Gilbert.
Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez, fight of the year 2013?
Well, it won in my newsletter's voting. It won. That one and Jones and Gustafson were the two big candidates. Okay. And, I mean, I could accept arguments either way. I thought Melendez and Sanchez was more crazy. Jones and Gustafson was more this dramatic world championship fight. With Jones and Gustafson, you didn't know who was going to win until the very end. With Melendez and Sanchez, it looked like Melendez was going to win until the very end. Sanchez knocked him down and almost got him. But for the most part, you had the impression one guy was superior to the other. So, but it was Wilder. So, you know, it was those two.
Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler are going to hook it up at UFC 171, I believe.
Yeah, 171.
Johnny Hendricks, of course, coming off that decision loss to George St. Pierre, and he retired. Now, George St. Pierre, the Canadian icon, he wanted VADA. He wanted Voluntary Anti-Doping Association testing. And did the UFC sort of turn their back on that or what?
It wasn't UFC so much, but he thought the UFC – what happened was he wanted to do it for him and Johnny Hendricks and offered to pay for Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks' side said, we don't trust these guys because your picture's on their website, so we'll take these other tests somehow or other. George said he would agree, but it just fell through. And George was mad because Dana White, when this is all going on, was just going like, oh, both sides are looking silly. And he thought that Dana White should have said no, you know, like, look at George is doing this great thing for the sport. And he didn't say that. So he felt that Dana, you know, could have been stronger. But it wasn't really an issue. He said it's an issue with the whole thing. He thinks that the drug testing should be a lot more stringent. I mean, and he's kind of stated that was among the reasons why he's not fighting right now.
How? Last question for Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, folks. And, of course, you can check him out, the show that he created, Wrestling Observer Live, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, when you look at the entire world of MMA right now, do you think Barao is the best fighter in the world? No question about that?
I think Barao is the best. Barao? Most people will say Jones, but I would say Barao. I'd say Barao and Aldo and Cain, when Cain's not hurt, and Jones is right there with him. I think for division dominance, I guess you got to say Ronda Rousey and Cyborg as well, but you know, I don't really like to rate women with men. I just, and maybe I'm wrong about that, I mean, because it's probably about division dominance, yeah. And you know, Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg have been exceedingly dominant, but you know, on the UFC side, I just feel, you know, again, the quality of the men fighters is better than the women fighters, yeah. Just because it's been around longer and the skill level's higher, and that's so I would go with Barao, Aldo, Cain, and John Jones.
Okay, real quick, Travis Brown, the most improved fighter, the breakout fighter, 2013,
could be. Yeah, I'd say as far as breakout fighter, yeah. And, I mean, he's, I tell you, stylistically, if you think about him and Cain Velasquez, he poses a huge threat to Cain Velasquez because Cain Velasquez's game is so much based on getting those takedowns. And right when you go for that takedown, that against Travis Brown, that's when you get knocked out, as the Josh Barnett fight showed. So Cain's going to have to fight a different fight. Cain's a better all-around fighter, but Travis Brown is a very intriguing style matchup for Cain.
Dave, I got to cut you off. I'm running up on a heartbreak, but I love you, and I thank you. Say hello to the wife.
Okay, thanks very much, and I'll see you soon.
The great Dave Meltzer, WrestlingObserver.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Los Lonely Boys bring us back here to the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. You can always catch our shows in the podcast version at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. iTunes, we're all over the place. The bottom line is this is your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Some of the top athletes as far as, like, you know, swirling on the internet, is, we'll bring into professional wrestling as well. Dwayne Johnson, he got the most as far as hits were concerned last year on the internet. No question about that. Number Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, number one. Anderson Silva, number two. Floyd Mayweather, number three. John Cena, number four, of course, of professional wrestling fame. George St. Pierre, number five. Canelo Alvarez will be fighting March the 8th against Alfredo Angulo on pay-per-view. He's number six. Number seven is Manny Pacquiao. Number eight was The Undertaker. Number nine was Triple H. And number 10 was Randy Orton. The bottom line is, get this, of the top 50 athletes, 21 were from the WWE, 14 from the UFC, and 7 from the world of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, beginning 11 a.m. Pacific time, but both Saturday and Sunday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank the Ring Talk family and listeners for backing me up now for 29-plus years. And I want to thank you. If you're joining us for the very first time today, welcome to the Ring Talk family. Until next time, peace, love, lots of respect, and don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.